From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The tributes are pouring in today for 77-year-old Senator Edward Kennedy, who died last night following a year-long battle with brain cancer. Speaking at his rented vacation home in Martha's Vineyard, President Barack Obama called Kennedy the greatest United States senator of our time. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called him a cherished friend, while the Senate's top Democrat, Harry Reid, promised that Congress will renew the push for a health care overhaul, something the Massachusetts Democrat once called the cause of my life. Flags are flying at half-staff in Washington today. Kennedy will lie in repose tomorrow and Friday at the Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum in Boston. Officials say Kennedy will be buried Saturday at Arlington National Cemetery following a funeral mass in Boston. With the death of Senator Ted Kennedy, brother John F. Kennedy's gravesite at Arlington National Cemetery is drawing a larger-than-usual crowd today. NPR's Allison Bryce has more.
John F. Kennedy's gravesite sits atop a hill overlooking Washington, and there's a clear visual line to the Lincoln Memorial. His grave sits beside Jacqueline, Patrick, and daughter. An eternal flame burns in the center. Liz Jones, visiting from England, says it's a bittersweet day to be visiting here.
It's very moving, especially today with the death of the last brother, really. I'm glad I came here today and to see how respectfully it's been kept, because that's vital.
She says Senator Kennedy was a forward thinker.
I don't think you'd have a black president today if he hadn't done what he did.
Allison Bryce, NPR News, Arlington Cemetery.
According to the Obama administration's Mideast peace envoy, progress is being made toward restarting negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. In a joint statement released with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, former Senator George Mitchell said the two met for 4 hours in London today. Commerce Department reports demand for durable goods and new home sales were both up sharply last month. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
Demand for durable goods jumped nearly 5% in July. The rise was driven by aircraft sales and the restarting of factories at General Motors and Chrysler. The government also said new home sales were up more than 9% last month as more bargain hunters entered the market. And a separate private study out yesterday, the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, found housing prices rose in 18 of 20 large cities in June. While the housing numbers are encouraging, most economists think any recovery will be slow. The unemployment rate is expected to pass 10%. With more people out of work, analysts say it will take longer to see a rebound in consumer spending, which drives most of the nation's economic growth. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 4 points to close at 9,543. The NASDAQ was up a fraction today, closing at 2,024. The Standard & Poor's 500 also gained a fraction to end the day at 1,028. This is NPR. NATO officials say attacks in Afghanistan have resulted in the deaths of two more Americans. One American was killed in southern Afghanistan after an improvised explosive device went off, while a second service member died in an attack in the eastern part of the country. Military officials were releasing no additional details, but with the two latest deaths, it brings the total number of U.S. fatalities in the war this month to 43. Almost at last month's level, which was the deadliest month so far for U.S. forces in the now 8-year-old war. Toyota says it will halt production line in Japan in response to the global slump in auto sales. More cuts could come later for the world's largest auto sales leader. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton has more.
Toyota says it's cutting the line to reduce capacity and return to profitability. Analyst Ron Harber with the consulting firm Oliver Wyman says the focus on General Motors and Chrysler's bankruptcies this summer obscured the fact that all automakers are hurting.
Toyota lost the equivalent of about $7 billion last year in terms of their financial performance. So that ought to tell you right there, it's not just a Detroit 3 problem.
Harber says Toyota's small car sales were helped by recent cash for clunkers programs in Japan, Europe, and the U.S., but he says Toyota's North American sales have been battered, partly because the company increased large truck and SUV production shortly before those sales plummeted. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
A number of companies have agreed to recall millions of window blinds and shades following the deaths of three children who got caught in the cords. Recalls initially announced by the Consumer Product Safety Commission involve blinds or shades made by Vertical Land, Inc. in Florida and Lewis Hyman, Inc. in California. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.